Jesus said, "No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." God so loved the world. God loved the world so much that God sent Jesus. God loved all people so much that God sent Jesus. God loved you and me so much that he sent Jesus. It was for love that God sent Jesus to us. It was for love that through Jesus we receive forgiveness, compassion, healing, peace, shalom. It was for love that we are connected to God and to a community of faith. One dark night, Jesus was having a private conversation with a Pharisee named Nicodemus, teaching him what it really means to live life as God intends. Jesus refers to that ancient story where the people were wandering in the wilderness. They'd been freed from slavery in Egypt on a journey to their new home. It was for love that God set them free. Oh, but the journey was rough. And so the people complained and they grumbled. They said the journey wasn't worth it. They blamed God for every bad thing that happened to them. And so poisonous, deadly snakes appeared. And after the people repented, they didn't like the snakes. God directed Moses to raise up a bronze snake on a pole. And when the people looked upon that bronze snake, they were healed. And Jesus said that he himself would be lifted up on a cross to bring eternal healing to God's people. It was for love that Jesus was lifted up. It was for love that Jesus died. John 3:16, which we heard in our gospel reading today, is without question the most well-known and the most memorized verse of the Bible. The next verse, John 3:17, tells us more, that God didn't send Jesus to condemn the world. God sent Jesus to save the world. It was for love that God sent Jesus. But I've heard John 3:16 used to attack non-believers. I've heard John 3:16 used to threaten people with damnation. I've heard such condemnation with my own ears. I've heard it from TV evangelists, to members of the church, to members of my own family. I've actually heard this verse used to justify judgment that so-and-so is going to hell. Imagine that I'm wandering through a desert. I run out of water. I'm crawling in the hot sun. I'm thirsty. I'm lost. I have no hope. And then a traveler shows up and sees my condition. And the traveler says, "Oh my, you're in bad shape there, buddy. You need to get hydrated. You'll die without water. You need to get out of the hot sun. It'll kill you. I don't know what got you into this situation, but if you keep it up like that, you're going to perish." And then the traveler moves on. And I continue to live my life in what we call a living hell. This is the kind of perishing that Jesus is talking about, a hell on earth. And that traveler is not an example of John 3:16. John 3:16 is not a verse to lecture others or to threaten others. John 3:16 is a verse of love and promise. And as disciples of Jesus, when we see someone without water, without spiritual water, when we see someone in the hot sun, even if they're blinded and burned by their own sin, when we see someone in trouble, when we see someone who's about to perish, we give them water. We lead them to living water. We give them shelter. We give them hope. We help them so that they don't perish. We just don't lecture them and move on. We don't threaten them and move on. If God loves the world, so do disciples of Jesus. If Jesus didn't show up in the wilderness, the desert of this world, to condemn, neither do we, disciples of Jesus, condemn. I believe we should never try to badger someone or judge someone or be unkind to someone in attempt to bring them into a life with Christ and into a community of believers. It doesn't work. It was for love that Jesus lived. It was for love that Jesus died. It was for love that Jesus was raised from death. And this is the way disciples of Jesus are to live. John 3:16 promises eternal life, that we not perish, but have eternal life. Now, I think we tend to restrict this phrase, eternal life, to heaven, what comes after this journey that we're on. But Jesus means for us to receive this eternal life in our everyday lives. As we live now, we're to receive this eternal life. Eternal life includes the joy that we have on this journey of life. What we receive now is forgiveness and healing. We receive this eternal life when we experience peace. Shalom. We have a taste of this eternal life whenever we're connected to God. We have a taste of this eternal life whenever we're connected to a community of faith. And in just a couple sentences after today's passage, Jesus refers to himself as light coming into a world of darkness, a world of evil. Jesus came to bring us into the light. Jesus came to draw us away from evil. Jesus came to draw us away from evil deeds. Jesus intends for our journey now to be a journey of light and goodness, a journey of peace, a journey of love. St. Paul once put it this way. He said that we daily put on Christ as we put on a garment. Just 2 days ago, I was here at Abiding Hope at the funeral of Dave Parsh. The eternal life that Jesus promises was proclaimed during that funeral service. We were told that David lived this eternal life on his journey, and he now enjoys that eternal life in its fullness. At his funeral, the good news of Jesus was proclaimed. The good news of eternal life was proclaimed. It was a blessing to be here. I was all dressed up in my suit, my pastor shirt, and I had my decorative communion cross around my neck. Following the funeral service, there was a delicious meal. I enjoyed a variety of foods, chicken, shrimp, meatballs, salads, cake. While I was eating at what they were calling a pastor's table, I looked down at my shirt and I couldn't believe what I saw, and I was hoping no one else would see it. A good sized blob of red sauce. I tried to wipe it off as best I could, and I tried to cover it up with my cross. This is what the Christian life is sometimes like. We dress up in Christ. We take care of others with gifts of forgiveness and mercy. But at some point, we mess up. At some point, we get sloppy. Way more than red sauce on a shirt. We get unkind. We get hurtful. At some point, we need to come to the cross of Christ for forgiveness, for healing, for cleansing. We need to come to the cross of Christ for peace. Shalom. We need to come to the cross of Christ to receive love. We come to the cross of Christ to live. And then we're equipped and motivated and blessed to forgive others, to give living water to others, to help others in the difficult journey that we're traveling. We share our peace with others, healing, love. We share our hope with others. This is what it means for us to look upon the cross of Christ today. This is what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in today's world. We receive God's love at the foot of the cross. And then we give God's love. Let us pray. Place in your minds now, think about your life and the lives of those people you love, the life of our nation, the life of the whole world, where there is thirst, darkness, worry, where peace has been stolen away, where love is even absent. And as you think about all of this pain and struggle, think of the cross of Christ. And listen to the voice of God. God speaks to us now. I sent my son to you. It was for love. My son died for you. It was for love. God says to us now, I am with you now. It's for love. He bowed his head and died, he died. For the sins of all he died. He bowed his head, it is finished. Jesus died. No greater love, there's no greater love than to die for another sin. Why, oh why did he suffer and die? Was for love that we might live. Bowed his head and died, he died. For the sins of all he died. He bowed his head. It is finished. Jesus died. We all have sinned. We have gone astray. We have turned away from God. So Jesus died, and he carried our sins. It was for love to bring us back to God. He bowed his head and died, he died. For the sins of all he died. His head, it is finished. Jesus died. Live for him and give thanks to God. Without Jesus, we are slaves to sin. Thanks be to God for that life-giving blood. It was for love to set us free. He bowed his head and died, he died. For the sins of all he died. Bowed his head, it is finished. Jesus died, he died, that we might live. He died. Bring us back to God. He died to set us free.
It was for love he died.